This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. A preview of artworks from the secondary market to be auctioned by the Edge Gallery started yesterday and will run through Saturday, March 4th, after which the auction itself will take place at Hilton KL on Sunday, March 5th at 1 p.m. I went to the Edge Gallery in Motkera and was met by Sarah Abubakar, Assistant Manager, Arts and Culture at the gallery, who took me on a tour.
We have constructed some panels to partition the three spaces, which is the one gallery space and the other, as well as the main reception area. We have managed to hang 118 artworks, which is impossible to do without the panels. We have 118 artworks consisting of Malaysian and Southeast Asian art, and we have sourced them from collectors in Malaysia as well as abroad. So you can see some of the artworks are from the private collection of collectors in Canada, from France and Indonesia. We have a mix of paintings from various mediums such as watercolor, charcoal on paper, batik, as well as oil on canvas, and we have sculptures as well, and they are from different genres. We have contemporary art, Nanyang art, Chinese ink as well, and also modern masters. We would like to reach out to the public and to encourage everyone to collect art. So we have artworks for everyone, ranging as low as 1,000 ringgit all the way up to 350,000. It's to encourage young collectors as well as seasoned collectors to enjoy the artworks that are on offer. The experience of buying at an auction is exhilarating, because you are competing with other bidders, and that it's an emotional experience, I would say. And to be able to win the bid, eventually it will give a memorable experience for the successful bidder, in comparison to buying from a normal gallery. Is just the privacy, I suppose, of acquiring art that is done from a gallery. I would say that bidding is a competitive sport for some. It's very thrilling because you will only know who you're bidding against on that day itself, and you have no idea of who it will be until you are on the floor. And there will also be telephone bidders, absentee bids, and we are also introducing live online bidding for the first time through invaluable.com. So we do encourage international bidders to come and bid for Malaysian and Southeast Asian art as well. At an auction, you will find new bidders as well as seasoned bidders, experienced bidders, I would say. So for the younger ones, it will be an eye-opening experience to be able to bid for an artwork. And of course, the more experienced bidders will strategize and know how or when to place a bid if they really want an artwork. On auction day, the public can register to bid. The auction starts at 1 p.m., but if they arrive early, they can fill up the form for registration, collect their pedal numbers, and take a seat and wait for the auction to begin. For the 1,000 ringgit segment, we have three interesting works by Tan Chun Gi. They are watercolour on paper, framed in a white frame, and they are images of landscape. Let me talk you through each of the artwork. this one right here, it's dated 1998, and it's called Malay Satay Salis Penang. The artist, Tan Chun Gee, is known for his rendition of streetscapes and people. And we have another artwork entitled Hong Kong, and it's dated 1990. It depicts a group of Hong Kong junks by the river, a typical scene of Hong Kong, and this was done perhaps during his travel to Hong Kong. And we have another artwork by Tan Chun Gee entitled Amsterdam. It's dated 1992, and it illustrates a boat by the canal in Amsterdam. What's interesting about this artwork is that the artist was known to be commissioned by KLM Airlines in 1992 to travel to Amsterdam and to paint the scenery of Amsterdam for the purpose of illustration in the KLM Airlines in-flight magazines. So we have one interesting artwork by Tan Chun Gee depicting Amsterdam, which was done during that period. One of the highlight pieces at the Edge auction is an artwork by the late Dato' Ibrahim Hussein, and it's dated 1999, and it's called About the Andaman. It's an acrylic on canvas painting known to be the only painting created by the artist in 1999, because he was then preparing for the Langkawi International Arts Festival, so he was very preoccupied with the event, and so he didn't really have time to paint. So this was the only painting that was produced that year. From the title, About the Andaman, we can tell that it's his expressions or his interpretation of the Andaman Sea. We see his signature lines, his squiggly lines reflecting the sea. It's predominantly blue in color with hints of red and green and strokes of yellow. It's very soothing and tranquil. It's an abstract painting created using acrylic on canvas, and you can see his signature lines to form the undulating ocean waves. This is the highlight piece for the auction. It's by Latif Muhyiddin, and it's called Lahar 3. It's dated 2000, and it's an oil on canvas work. It measures 90 cm by 90 cm. With a frame, it's slightly larger. It's in very good condition, and the artwork depicts the explosion or a very intense volcanic eruption. Latif is an abstract expressionist artist, so for this work, you can see his gestural marks using really fine paintbrush and also palette knife, and he uses intense warm color such as yellow and red and orange, as well as a very soothing blue background with hints of black on the top right to depict smog or smoke that comes out from the volcano. We have approximately 20 artworks by Southeast Asian artists, consisting of artists from Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Singapore. We are featuring Emmanuel Garibay for the first time at the Edge auction. Emmanuel Garibay is a Filipino artist who paints figurative in social realism, while his subject matters are all on social realism. We only have one work by Emmanuel Garibay. This piece is called Snatcher, and it shows four figures in a vehicle, and one of them is dressed in a uniform, suggesting that he is an authority figure, whereas the other two figures sitting next to him are illustrated as, their hands are being handcuffed together. and the man with the uniform is holding some money, which also suggests bribery, perhaps. The other figure is a man sitting in front of the vehicle, perhaps a driver, looking at the authority figure. This work suggests perhaps the social condition in the Philippines that the artist is trying to capture. And there is also an image of Mother Mary at the lower part of the canvas, which also suggests irony in the whole ordeal.
Sarah Abubakar, Assistant Manager, Arts and Culture at the Edge Gallery in Mongkara. The Edge Auction of Southeast Asian Art will take place on Sunday, March 5th at 1 p.m. at the Hilton Kuala Lumpur. The preview started yesterday at the Edge Gallery in Mongkara and will run till Saturday, March 4th. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.